gets a seat taken. So, can I buy you a drink? That's okay. Hey, can we get another soda over here? No problem. Not to sound cliche, but do you come here often? Yeah, I figured you were new. I've been here a few times and I've never seen you. Your roommate brought you here? Which one's he? Yeah, I think I've seen him before. But he's never brought anyone with him. He brought you here to meet people. Is that so? And I guess today is your lucky day. You can call me Vamp. What's your name? That's a nice name. Anyway, I just came over here because I saw this cute guy sitting at the bar and thought, what's he doing hiding himself away with a face like that? I'm not into dancing either. Actually, I'm with the band. I'm the drummer. Oh, you might not have been here for that. My band plays here every now and again. Mostly metal mixed with punk. I doubt you would have heard us. We're pretty much local at this point. Oh, no, I don't work for the club. We just play here. They show off local musicians every weekend. And our set's over. I just felt like hanging around a little longer. Okay, you got me. I was actually planning to meet somebody. I think I'm here to meet you. I know your type. Shy, sensitive, scared of your own shadow. Because you're here, sitting at a bar drinking soda on a Saturday night, when there are plenty of girls around hoping to blow off a little steam. Oh, really? I'm off base? Let me guess. You get perfect grades, never skip class, don't drink or go to parties. Typical goody-goody. No offense intended. Thing is, we're a lot alike. Despite this bad girl exterior, I don't have any vices, except for one. I'm glad you asked. My vice is men, particularly men like you. That's right, just like you. There's a few reasons. I used to be into bad boys, but they always turned out, well, bad. They were all dicks. So, I decided to switch gears and date safer guys. At first, I was worried that it was gonna get boring. Turns out, though, I was wrong. There was a thrill to corrupting them, swooping in like a wet nightmare, leaving them horny and terrified. I'd start slow, feel them out, try to gauge where they were mentally and how to seduce them. I'd approach them and strike up a conversation. I'd introduce myself and explain why I was here. I try to be as forward as I think I can get away with. I tell them I want to go out with them if they seem especially skittish. If they're a little calmer, like you are, I tell them that I want to sleep with them. I explain that I want to corrupt them, take control and make them want things they never thought they could, and then give them all of those things. It works pretty often, actually. There are some instances where I break it off. If they seem too eager, I let them down easy and walk away. It's not fun without a challenge. If they seem completely uninterested, I give up. There's no sense in chasing something you can't catch. Those that fall in the middle are the ones I go after. You know, those like you, who know what they want, and know I can give it to them, but are too scared and ashamed to let themselves have it. Well, what happens next depends on them. If they still seem like they might bolt at any moment, I'll offer them a simple date. Just a coffee or some dinner. Nothing huge. Maybe, they think, it'll be fun. Maybe they'll end up liking me and seeing me as someone they could be with. Why not give me a chance? If they seem a little braver, I offer them a bet. I tell them that I can seduce them and mold them into not just what I want them to be, but what they wish they could be. And there's the rub, the core of it all. What we both know but just don't say. They don't want to walk away after the date. They don't want to win the bet. What they want is permission to lose. Have you ever seen that cartoon, The Hunchback of Notre Dame? What that song about the priest lusting over that woman? There's a line in the song that goes, "It's not my fault, it's the Lord's plan. He made the devil so much stronger than a man." That's what this is about. Guys like you don't want to be pure and innocent all the time. You want to be a little naughty, but you don't want to feel bad for it. That's where I come in, and why this works so often. You tell yourself that you wanted to meet a nice girl you could take home to your mother. Instead, this sexy little rocker chick with jet black lipstick and a short leather skirt walked up to you and asked for a chance. It's just polite to take her up on it. After all, you wouldn't want to judge someone unfairly, would you? You found out too late how tempting she could be, though. She knew every button to push, every string to pull to play you like a fiddle. It was inevitable that you ended up in her bed, wasn't it? You can't blame a guy for losing when he's so outmatched. You don't want to admit to yourself what you're really thinking about right now. How great I look in this outfit. How wild I would be in bed. You're not going to acknowledge those questions lurking in your brain somewhere, wondering how my long nails would feel on your back. How my tits would feel in your hands, and how embarrassing it would be to walk around all day with my black lipstick marks on your face and neck. But maybe, just maybe, it's okay to think those things. Maybe instincts are there to be accepted and explored. Maybe it's about compromise and finding a way to get what you want without giving up your beliefs. That's all it takes. All I have to do is convince them that they have no hope of resisting my charms. And they're mine. They don't need to win. They just need to make it look like they put up a good fight. It is an interesting theory, and I stand by my claim that it'll work on you. So, how about it, cutie? Here to make the bet I suggested? good. Let the games begin.